And dear friends in Christ, grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Now with shouts of joy, the Son of Man enters God's holy city. Hosanna, the crowds are shouting. The excitement in the air is palpable. It's very evident that these people need something. They need someone. And they think that this Jesus of Nazareth is the one who can certainly help them. They have heard of his mighty abilities. They wish to receive the healing that he brings. But most recently for them and most relevant for them is what Christ has done to Lazarus. Just recently we heard of Jesus raising Lazarus from the dead, saving him from what we all truly fear. They want that too. That is their ultimate problem, death. And in Jesus, they see a certain salvation. They know that they can go to the temple and offer offerings to get forgiveness of their sins. They know that in their relationships, when things are wrong, they themselves can go and make things right. They know that they can provide for their families through their work. They know that if they're sick, they can go see a doctor. But they can do nothing in the face of death. And so to this Jesus, they shout, "Save us." But standing among those people are a number of people who do not care for this Jesus of Nazareth. They see him and they think he's a nuisance. There's nothing to gain from him. And see how the entire world goes out after him. They say, "We have our righteousness. We have the promises that God made to our forefathers. We know the sin of the history, but yet we have atoned as God's people." And here is this Jesus who promises more and more. And what could he possibly give that God has not already provided? And to add on to that, this Jesus has the audacity to say that he is God himself. What arrogance. And now these people shout for him because of some trick that he played. He must have gotten together with this Lazarus. After all, Jesus is good friends with him. Not just him, but his entire family. He is a fraud. It is a trick that he played to raise him from the dead, to make people think that he has this power and ability. But even in the midst of all these accusations from people like the Pharisees, this is why Jesus came. The shouts of Hosanna ring in our ears and have that sound of praise. But these are shouts of desperation. There is a shout of divine help as these people shout out to Jesus, literally, "Help, save us, redeem us." This has always been our shout. Purchase us from the hands of the devil, take away this curse of sin. And as death creeps at our door, save us from him. Jesus rides into Jerusalem knowing his purpose, knowing that he has come for the shouts of these people. But yet he also comes for the shouts of those who scream in their hearts, those who cannot shout, those who even refuse to shout, those who have stopped shouting. He is here to save them all, and not just the people in the crowd who are asking for God's help, but for all people of all nations, of all time. This is why Jesus came. And yet we see these Pharisees almost mocking Jesus. See how the world has gone out after him. But yet there's a lot of truth in their word. Because at Jesus' birth, we see that the world does go out after him. The Magi go and they pay homage to Jesus. Truly, these are men of the world. They pay homage to this newborn king, and they bring him gifts that are fit only for a king. We see that Jesus himself, in his teachings and in his life, we see this woman who is at the well. She is a Samaritan, a people who are absolutely despised by the Jews. And not only that, this woman has lived quite the storied life, one which should make this pure and holy Jesus avoid her. But yet, Jesus seeks this woman out. Not only has the world gone out after him, we see that he has gone out after the world. But yet this Jesus, there is so much more to him. He is the light shining in the midst of the darkness. We often forget, when we speak of the world, we often say how the world is the people that are in it. But yet we forget that this man has come, this God has come, in order to save our entire creation, because our sin has cast this world into darkness. Our sin has caused this unbelievable corruption. The world is suffering from the effects of sin. This perfect creation formed out of nothing is now groaning for salvation. The very earth shouts Hosanna. True are the words of Jesus from this morning. If the people were silent, the very rocks would be shouting out Hosanna. This is why Jesus came. Then comes the time for Jesus and his disciples to celebrate the Passover. They are, after all, good and faithful Jews. It's a very important holiday for the Jews as they remember how God passed over them. Because of the blood of the Lamb, he passed over them from the angel of death. Here, though, there is different blood being given. Here at this meal, as Jesus and his disciples join together, Jesus institutes a new meal. Takes a loaf of unleavened bread, breaks it, and he passes it around saying, "This is my body. Take it. Eat it." There's a bit of confusion on the faces of the disciples, but they do. Jesus then grabs their jug of wine, fills up a chalice with it, and he does the same thing. "This is my blood of the New Testament. Take it, drink it." And as he passes it around, the disciples again share confused looks, but they do. Truly, this is something new and different. There is a unity here. There is a power here, unlike anything they've experienced before. So much so that we too value this meal and continue it as our Lord has told us to. We share in this meal something so much different, something that makes us closer. But not only that, gives us the very forgiveness of our sins as we share in Christ's body and blood. But this is a New Testament, a last will and testament given by Jesus for our forgiveness. This is why Jesus came. After that meal, Jesus and his disciples head out to the Garden of Gethsemane. Jesus goes off and prays and tells the disciples to stand watch, but they sleep. Here in this garden, we see truly how human our Jesus is. It's a prayer of desperation as he goes to the Father and says, "Take this away from me," 3 times. He knows what he must face, but yet in his divine obedience, he says, "Not my will be done, but yours." And soon after, he is interrupted by the sounds of people marching together. He turns to see faces lit by torches. He asks whom they seek, and they say, "Jesus of Nazareth," to which he replies, "I am," recalling the very name of God itself. They are taken aback by this, but Jesus is betrayed as Judas approaches him and gives him away with a kiss of betrayal. bound, Jesus is led before the Jewish authorities. They find all these lies and they condemn him. Bound, they lead him before the Roman authorities. But yet they find him innocent. He is led even before Herod. And again, is found innocent. But as they bring him to the crowds to declare his innocence, there are only shouts from this crowd of "Crucify him." But yet, this is why Jesus came. He is mocked. He is tortured. He carries his own cross, his own instrument of death, to a sad and lonely hill overlooking Jerusalem. The Roman soldiers take him and lay him upon that cursed wood, and they pierce his flesh with nails. His hands and feet attached to that wood, they raise him up, and pain shoots through every part of his body. As he grimaces, we see that he is crucified between two others. One of them shouts to Jesus, "Save us." Again, echoing that call that they gave when he entered this holy city. But yet there's this other guy who chastises him. "We deserve this." He does not. And then asks Jesus to remember him. To which Jesus replies, "Today you will be with me in paradise." But eventually this suffering is too great, even for our God. And he dies. But yet, this is why Jesus came. But the power of God is too great. So great that even death cannot contain it. The tomb where he is buried is empty. It stands empty to this day. There is no body decaying. There are no bones rotting. Jesus is risen. And this is why he came, to rise from the dead. And in his ultimate and divine love, he gives all people this victory over sin and over death. Out of his divine love, this is why he came to us, to give us that path to eternal perfection, to give us life, to forgive our sins, to defeat death. This is why Jesus came, to give us the victory and to give us life and to give us especially the divine love of God. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.